from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Christopher Smith, age 53 at the time of this interview.
I was born and raised in Homestead, left between military, just venturing out on my own, California, a couple other places, other cities, and just ventured back to Homestead. Everybody knew everybody, your Burwells and Felders, your Smiths, your Fords. Those were like some of the biggest families. So you walk down the block and you're cussing. You best believe by the time you made it home, that your parents knew like what street you were on, and that's just how it was. I wish it was like that now. As far back as I can remember, I had a pretty great childhood. Our community, we was raised by the whole community back in the late 60s, early 70s. Plenty of activities between baseball, basketball, football, track, soccer. I played it all, and we had community involvement. And I just knew I was going to be that second baseman for the Pirates. I loved baseball, and I just knew that was going to go down. It didn't materialize, you know, the way I wanted it. But, you know, I kept playing as an adult. I went with game plan B in my life, and that seemed to work out well with me, too. I have a beautiful family. That helps a lot in anything you do. I'm the youngest of six, and I have my siblings, two ministers, and social workers, and, you know, that helps out a lot. My dad, who was a community guy, a police officer before moving into politics in the borough. My brother, who was a heck of a football player, who had a few tryouts with some professional teams, and it was pretty tough back then to get that. People I hung around with, they kept me on a straight path as well as I kept them on a straight path. So we kind of lean on each other. I enjoyed high school. A lot of racial tensions back then in the mid, late 70s. I wasn't going to let that stop me from meeting white folks or some Asian folks who went to Still Valley. I refused to allow that to interfere. I put in like 3 years Army Reserve, which I believe led up to the job that I have now, helping me function in that job, you know, working heavy machines and, you know, manual labor. And I am a public works employee for the borough of Homestead, which means I am that dude that makes sure y'all have school every day at snow in the winter. So I'm plowing streets. I'm up at 3-4 in the morning, making sure you all have a safe path to school. Summertime, I am in weeds, head high. I am chopping trees down. I'm patching roads, asphalting roads. I am that guy who trapped raccoons in y'all backyard because y'all parents are calling us and afraid to come outside. You know, we have various duties, but some of those are interesting. I want to one day run the department I'm in now so I can create jobs for you young guys coming through. Jobs keep you from going in my window late at night. If you have a job, therefore you have something to look forward to the next day. Wow, there's a lot I can do different. What would it be? Probably just myself, just evaluating myself, some of the negatives that I've done growing up and turn those into positives. And that there will brush off to your family, your children. I could sit and write a book on things that I've done that I wish I haven't done. You got to make sure you don't make them same mistakes. What I do with Project Chuck 14 years ago, Miss Lynn, Charlie's mom called myself and a friend of mine and asked if we'd be interested in coaching. I've done it before. I was ready for the challenge. Then I wanted to expand and move up and coach some teenagers, which I went and coached the 13, 14, 15s for like the next 12 years. And through that time, I've learned and I've met a lot of good people, a lot of good parents, a lot of great kids, a lot of outstanding kids. No drugs, alcohol, you don't even need it for real. You have to stay focused. If you have something you want to achieve, you set some goals, you got to have a clear mind. So alcohol and drugs, that's going to fog your thinking. So that's number one thing is you don't want to mess with that stuff. You guys must get educated. If it's through trade school, college, it doesn't matter. You know, after high school, you have to push on a little further in education. Find your niche and work on it every day. And don't let nobody throw you out your square because you guys are our future. You guys find what y'all like to do in life and keep building on that. You'd be surprised how far you go. You might have to leave Homestead. You might have to leave Pittsburgh. But we're here for you when you come back. You always come back.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Tyler Hill, Cody Garth, and Damon Ross. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.